in the background. Come out, black girl. Come out of the shadows of self-hate and find something to like about yourself. And one of those tags for a queen historically mislabeled. Witch, whore, hoe, slut, squeeze, piece, bitch. Bear it from the weight of being called out of your name. Bad girl, if you gave in too soon for mommy and friends. And jive girl, if too late for the brother you thought you loved. Ain't minutes to society, if you populate the black nation, instinctively waging one genocide. But lying as we go about surviving, and fitted to have no pride. Come out, black girl, come out of the shadows of worthlessness, and find something to love about yourself. A monumental task for a ray of God's light, born and dropped into a mud hole, created by a nation of green swine that slings dirt into the eyes of your beholder, smearing your image, declaring that there is no beauty to be achieved, citing your ancient frames, your efforts, just to make yourself acceptable. Come out, black girl. Come out of the shadows of self-persecution. Because all our individual and collective lives are embedded with shortcomings and insecurities created by a white measuring stick that always seems to make us too tall, too short, too round, too brown, just too to be. Cast off their plastic color girls' mouths of silicone bodies and minds. They're judging your worth by your problems they call that. Cause it doesn't matter whether you wave it, shave it, whirl it, jerry curl it, weave it, tease it, relax it, or put it to sleep. They still gonna say you need to fix it every 2 weeks.
Ibrahim Bacha resigned And I know on the effort on the part of another group, to make another mark for success here in the area. We shouldn't be burdened by these developments. They are normal developments. I won't be your man forever. I'm going to die if you design myself. So none of us are permanently here. And all we hope for is that things will continue to go in the right direction. And that the good and the right will get the support, and the bad and the wrong will be denied. That's all we hope for. So don't let it be a cause for bad spirits or for low spirits among you. Keep your spirits high. Keep your spirits high. And let us wish the best to all those who serve in this community. Let's wish them the best. And we pray Allah guide us all and protect us all and reward us all with his blessings. The greatest blessing is peace. I want to address the need for direction and success in our lives for a few minutes. Direction and success. We have, as Muslims, a direction which we turn five times a day, praying to God. And that direction is called Al-Qibla. This is a Quranic term, Islamic term, and Arabic term. It has its origin in the mission of Abraham, the prophet, peace be upon him, who built the house in the vicinity of what we call now Mecca, Arabia. With revelation to Prophet Muhammad about 1400 years ago, came the naming of that house a Qibla. And the revelation saying that it was always a Qibla from the time it was first built. A Qibla means a direction that draws all together. We are told that it's a house built not just for one people, Arabs, but a house that was built for humanity, for all people, for all men. So says the words of God, and so say the words of God in our Quran, in our Holy Book. Man has sought a destiny that will bring or reward him with the greatest good. The West, they have their idea of the destiny, and we have our idea of the destiny as Muslims. Sometimes in studying Christian religion, Jewish religion, and the constitutional philosophy, or the philosophy of our way of life, we call the American democracy. Sometimes I feel that somewhere in these teachings, Jews, Christians, and in the constitutional philosophy of the United States, is the idea that we ourselves identify in the idea of the destiny. But it seems as though the language in these sources point to other things and other concerns, and sometimes I'm not sure that there is the same destiny in those scriptures, in that document I referred to, the Constitution of the United States, that we have in our Holy Book. and operative for Muslims. Destiny is very important for people. What is destiny? Destiny is the ultimate aim. Destiny is the most important aim. People should have a destiny. As blacks in this country are African Americans, and Italians, and people ourselves too, we should have aim, we should have a destiny. There have been great men trying to make a contribution to advancing the whole people, that is the whole black race in this country. And there have been men who have pointed to a destiny. Men who have made a point of trying to bring the people to see one aim for the whole. They haven't been successful in getting us to identify in one aim. If any of them had been successful in getting us to identify in one aim, we would have more agreement and consequently more progress as a people. I'm addressing ideas that are Islamic, concerns that are Muslim or Islamic, but I hope that if non-Muslims are here, and I do believe some non-Muslims are here, I hope that we all will benefit, and that we all will come closer to agreeing in some purpose that overrides all others. Some aim that disciplines all others. In the words of our holy book, God says, each is drawn to his own purpose. Therefore be drawn in your concerns for the sacred month. Further, God says, wherever you may be, you will collectively be drawn by God to the destiny. Wherever you may be, you will collectively be drawn by Allah and God to the destiny. So in the word of God in our holy book, we have been clearly given an idea of a destiny and how the destiny works to keep us all together. If we accept as our sign, a sign of the orientation for us, to keep us going toward the destiny, that will mean for us the greatest amount of health and prosperity, then God is saying to us in our holy book, that though we pursue, or though we follow our separate aims, as long as we accept this one overriding aim, this one centralizing aim, that we will have our togetherness, and God will be bringing us collectively onward toward the destiny. So here we have a sign in the Qibla, in the Kaaba, called Qibla. Qibla means orientation, place of focus, point of focus, central focus, and requirement for the orientation of the whole group. When we pray five times a day, we are following a discipline. That discipline is followed by Muslims in Chicago, just like it's followed by Muslims in the Cairo region. Or in a city in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, or Medina, Riyadh, or wherever. Or a city in Africa, Nairobi, wherever. Or in China, or in Russia, there are Muslims everywhere. In South America, wherever Muslims are, they are following that same discipline. And they have in their hearts and in their focus the same Qibla, the same sign.
So we are all drawn together in harmony, in unity, collectively, in our daily prayers toward the kingdom that God established for us. In the hands of Abraham and his sons, the father and mother, we be upon him. And God is telling us that as long as we accept that, centralized orientation there, that we will be drawn by him, by God. Then what is God telling us? He's telling us that whatever that symbol represents there, established by Abraham and his son, whatever it represents, it will serve to keep us drawn by God. That tells me as a believer in this religion that if I separate from that temple, if I separate from that orientation, then I put myself in a situation to be not drawn by God. And I put myself in a situation to lose unity, collectivity, the group effort. Yes, sir. Now we know when we make hearts to that place, we pray toward that place, and we also make hearts, pilgrims, go out from our towns and our regions all over. We go out from our separate localities to that place, make pilgrims. When we make our pilgrimage, we leave that place, and we come back to our own faith. We should have found there, at that place, the vision, the light, for going back home and working on the destiny. We have to take the light from that place and then come back home and use the vision, use the insight, gain at that place to move to the people in the local place toward the central purpose, the destiny of man. To take up such concerns and to give ourselves to such concerns, that doesn't promise us money, doesn't promise us employment next year. Let it promise us that the rent will be paid 2 months from now. It doesn't offer us such. But it promises us that we will stay together. That's all God promises with that. That we will stay together and we will be drawn by God toward the destiny that he wants for us. And will not be dispersed, will not move out together. That's all God promises. He didn't promise us anything like money, fabulous career, or whatever. No. Believe me, those men and women who desire community, who desire collectivity, that's what community is. Community is collectivity. Those people who desire community, who desire connectivity, who desire that they progress as a unit, as a community, who desire that that progress gives them more and more excellence. Not just the temporary things of life, food, clothing, shelter, but that it gives them more opportunity for fulfillment, for realizing the excellence that is locked up here. Those people have achieved more on this planet than anybody else. Those people have been responsible for structuring civilization. Not the people who are going for a chicken in the pot. No, not the people lured by the promise of a chicken in every pot. But those who follow the greater purpose. Those who've been drawn by the greater purpose. for the chickens in the pond. Until they find a way to produce it themselves, rather than accept it from a neighbor that might obligate them to the point they lose their freedom and their dignity. Those people with a high idea, they have been responsible for structuring civilization, bringing about the great benefits that we enjoy in our life as we live. God calls us to a purpose that overrides all other purposes. Calls us to an aim that's bigger than all other aims. One that will serve as a unifying force to hold us together and keep us with a healthy sense of direction. Keep us with a sense of purpose beyond the immediate circumstances that each of us face in our separate situations. God says to each is an aim, or for each is a purpose, or for each is a goal, toward which he's being turned. When you live in Atlanta, the situation in here in Atlanta, in your city, for you and your immediate area, for you as a worker or as a family man or a family woman, makes your struggle different perhaps from the struggle of my neighbor next door to me in Chicago. Perhaps. Your concern will be different from the neighbor next door to me, perhaps. Different even from the neighbor next door to you in this city, perhaps. Now, if we are going to give ourselves to our own individual interests, to our own individual concerns, and if we are going to get out every morning and pursue our own separate individual interests, where will the community go? Where will the nation go? If we don't have to protect us, an overriding interest, a greater purpose that allows each of us to pursue our own individual ones, while at the same time drawing all of us together for the central one, or for the bigger one. All struggling people have been struggling to attach themselves to such idea and such purpose. The degree in which they have failed in the work is the degree that they have failed in attaching themselves to such purpose. God says, wherever you may be, you will be collectively drawn by God to the destiny. He promises that because that idea hidden in that symbol of a house out in the desert. A house out in the desert. You know, most homes out in the desert, out in the wasteland, that's what desert is called. Desert is called a wasteland. Most homes out in the wasteland are forsaken homes. But there's a home out there in the wasteland that it gets more visitors than the home in the city of Toronto. So that's a home that doesn't need a lot of wealth about it. It's a home that doesn't need a lot of a material appeal. It's a home that can stand in the wasteland, can stand where there is nothing attractive, and yet of itself be an attraction to draw a multitude to it as well. People that we learn to love and appreciate such ideas, such noble purposes, such universal causes, then we are going to start to grow as a people. We will start to grow as a people. Don't you know 20, 30 million of us called African Americans in this country are not a people? People, what people mean? People mean that there is such inconsistent. But of the life of those that share in the title or in the name. If you have people identified with only a color, you don't have to do anything to be black. That's no people. I can find people overseas blacker than you. But I'm not a member of that group, I'm a member of your group.
That's right.
So black is not people. That's no way of identifying people that ain't black. That's no people. You may start by calling each other black, but the meaning has to be deeper than color.
That's right.
There must be something we're sharing together. There must be some purpose, some idea of life, some group principle that's holding us all together if we're to be called a people. Take it from Scripture. Scripture says, and they have become no people. They were people. They become no people. How did they lose that constitution of their life that made them a people? How did they lose it? It must have been because they separated from whatever was responsible for holding them together. Something that they all identified in people. They must have lost that unifying purpose. That bigger aim, that destiny. The Americans came over here to move pioneers, came from the old land. They came over here to sell this land and build it up. And what was motivating them? What was pushing them forward to suffer pestilence, diseases, epidemics? You have great percentage of their population wiped out. Lost that seed, are destroyed here in the wilderness. What kept them alive? No chicken in the pot. What no chicken? What no pot?
That's right.
What kept them alive? What kept them going forward? What kept them working? A belief in a destiny. They called it the new destiny. African American people think that they can go forward as a people without a purpose. Unifying them. You're wasting your time. We don't need any leader. We've had too many leaders. There's Nathan, the bomb boss talk. We don't need any leader. We've had too many leaders. A leader shouldn't present himself to you for you to follow. He's going to be dead. A real leader presents something to you that he has found that is you.
That's right.
And not only you, but your children after you.
All right.
He presents something to you that's you now and you hereafter.
Right.
And he asked you to follow that, not him.
That's right. Teach. Rob Wexler.
Something that would turn him around from that purpose, he would do it. he looked to see how was that spirit going to come. And the moment he saw a weakening of that spirit, a dimming of the glow of enthusiasm, then he would come in and sit a chat. You made it get all in the wrong way. We're not going anywhere as a people until we identify in a purpose, a destiny, an idea, an aim. We have a lot of needs. We have a lot of wants in common. How come we can't have a purpose in common? To me, that's rational. Makes good sense to me. That if a people have a lot of needs, a lot of wants in common, they should have a purpose in common. So where are we? We're torn apart. Going in too many different directions without a central purpose. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, when he said, every child is born a Muslim, and the circumstances in which he's born determines whether he be Christian, Jew, or other. He was pointing to environment as a key factor in deciding the future of the life. Now we live in different environments. I'm looking at the bigger picture now, not just the blacks of America. The African people and their descendants. The black people on this globe. We live in different situations. We live in different environments. Some of us live in the Caribbean. Some in Africa. For Africa, that vast continent there, the circumstances for the different groups of blacks on that continent are as varied as they are for us when we look at ourselves in Africa. Yes, because you'll find Africans on that continent that differ from other Africans or with other Africans as much as we do with the African on that continent. So we are situated all over the planet, and given the different circumstances, what will make us excited about live, not about celebrating. The black man's life is one prolonged celebration. We're going to get make us excited about living. Not good times. Dignity. Thank you.
Yes.
As the folks say,
stay in the street. When the going gets tough, get going. Because what they are after is bigger than the immediate situation.
That's right.
Thank you.
But after the baby got everything together, and all the other babies outside got, they had to look at that baby's own house.
Those carbon items will be made on the sewing machine.